I'm disappointed that he has turned his focus on me.
Palladino is calling for the ouster of Ogilvy, once a supporter of the interim leader. But now Palladino claims Ogilvy failed to implement a reform agenda supported by the board's majority. But Ogilvy says attempts to get full support of those reforms never happened. He says he plans to remain with the district until the end of this school year.
So there's an appropriate time to finish things up and move on. And I think my sense is that I'm going to take advantage of that.
Would you call him a bully?
I don't know what the definition of a bully is, but certainly he's a person that does not fail to push what he believes in, and he is assertive, and there are times when that combination is perfectly suited to the issue, and there are other times when it contributes to problems.
For now, Ogilvy continues with efforts to hire a new deputy superintendent. He says the district has collected about 10 resumes from both out of town and locally.
I've been in contact with probably a third of the candidates and from out of town. And I'll continue to do that, and it will narrow down. Then there will be a phone conference, interviews as part of screening, and then a couple of other tasks in there. And I had originally committed to the board that we would have a recommendation to them on April 29th.
Ogilvy says tonight he expects board member Dr. Teresa Harris-Tigg to ask for a superintendent search to begin. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.